Germany is suffering economic malaise. Slow growth and a lack of jobs, along with unpopular social reforms, have some Germans fearing they may lose the good life they built after the Second World War, the high pay, long vacations, and secure future. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Sindelfingen near Stuttgart and filed this report.
For most of its existence, the small southern German town of Sindelfingen wasn't known as anything special. Bells in the town's 12th century church tower ring out over what was once a medieval weaving village. Centuries-old workshops are now surrounded by modern stores and offices that reflect Sindelfingen's rapid growth in the 1970s and 80s. Then the town budget was fat with corporate taxes. Officials spent money on extra nice schools and swimming pools and crosswalks made of Italian marble.
So here we are.
Town archivist Horst Zetschke stops at a crosswalk near the main square. He calls the white marble cobblestones a good investment.
You need no renovation, and that's the point. We say it's a very wise decision to use these stones, but that's the Sindelfingen interpretation. The interpretation from the others is Sindelfingen wanted to show its richness.
With the marble crosswalks, Sindelfingen won a reputation as the richest town in Germany. Most of the money came from the automaker Daimler Chrysler. Daimler's biggest factory is here, providing thousands of good jobs as well as tens of millions worth of dollars in taxes. But in the early 1990s, Daimler took a major loss, which meant it paid no local taxes. That lasted more than 10 years. Sindelfingen native Birgit Gross regularly volunteers at her daughter's kindergarten. During the boom times, she didn't really realize how well Germany was doing.
When you're a kid, you go to school, you don't realize that, really. But it was easy to get money for social work, for the work in the kindergartens and the schools and music schools and anything. The money is harder to get now from the town.
Sindelfingen kindergartens cut back on supplies and playground equipment when the budget tightened. Some asked parents to help out with cleaning and minor construction projects, an unusual request in Sindelfingen at that time. Gross doesn't quite know what to think about the economic doldrums plaguing Germany.
Sometimes optimistic, sometimes pessimistic. Personally, I don't have any problems, but I see other families get in a misery, looking for work. It's quite hard now.
Unemployment across Germany has been above 10% for more than 5 years. Jobs are less of an immediate worry in Sindelfingen since a new labor agreement with Daimler Chrysler guarantees several thousand manufacturing positions at the local plant for the next 8 years. But that deal also reflects the growing pressures in Germany. Employees agreed to longer hours after the company threatened to move the work to other plants, including overseas. Marco Babelovich is a skinny 18-year-old apprentice on Daimler's assembly line. He isn't counting on a future at the factory.
The economy has been better in the past, but it's still not bad. But if things go on like this, I see dark times. Germany is not the place it used to be. The future doesn't lay in Europe anymore. It lays in Asia, especially in China.
That draws hoots of laughter from his fellow apprentices. But Sindelfingen residents and people across Germany are worried, and not just about cheaper labor in the East. Shoppers at Sindelfingen's farmers market say prices have jumped across the board since Germany switched its currency from the mark to the euro 2 years ago. Making things worse, new reforms mean Germans have to pay a small fee to see a doctor. Unemployment benefits have also been cut. Some shoppers say the reforms might be helpful, but they come too much, too fast. Some of their worries are countered by statistics. The government reports some prices did rise after the introduction of the euro, but officials say that came after flat prices for a couple of years before. One study of German manufacturing companies that moved abroad showed a third returned, despite lower labor costs or better tax rates elsewhere. Still, at Sindelfingen's Turkish Cultural Association, where members play pool and drink tea, people are concerned. Guest worker Mesud Asunmis has lived in Germany for 25 years. He says life here is less rewarding than before.
20 years ago, it was paradise here. 10 years ago, it was. But now it's not anymore. Our fathers worked here and were able to save a lot of money. Not anymore.
Across town, Sindelfingen's male choir rehearses before its summer festival.
Eins, zwei, drei, und.
Choir members say the outlook in Germany is different for different people. The older generation will get a bigger pension than my generation will, says Bernhard Hinkelmann, a bookkeeper at Daimler Chrysler. When I'm old enough to get one, the money will be gone, he says.
I moved here from East Germany in 1982,
says another man, Gerd Hinkelmann.
At that time, I said to people, you have got to learn how to save money. The economic reforms now come far too late.
The generation that rebuilt Germany after World War II did so with the idea of sharing economic rewards among all citizens. Longtime Sindelfingen resident Pastor Reinhard Siebert says the country's current financial problems are putting that ideology under strain.
We're used to having a good social net, and we trusted in that. But now people have to take more initiative on their own. It's not so simple to switch from a social support network to taking more initiative. I can sense that people tend to think more of themselves.
Back in Sindelfingen's town center, some of the marble cobblestones in the crosswalks have cracked and have been paved over with black asphalt. Still, town archivist Horst Zetschke says people are more worried than they should be.
I think it's the feeling of a depression, but the feeling is stronger than the depression. I think the situation is not that bad that the feeling of the people is. Perhaps it's a bit of German disease to make things worse than they are.
Daimler Chrysler began to pay taxes to Sindelfingen late last year, the first time since 1991. Local people hope that's a sign of better economic times ahead. Emily Harris, NPR News.